TikTok is legal in the U.S. under a reprieve from President Donald Trump. But in order to keep the app operational under U.S. law, the U.S. would need to facilitate a deal where TikTok sells its U.S. operations to an American buyer. And a new Washington Post report finds that China may be more inclined to simply run out the clock and let its app go dark for good in the U.S. The Post spoke with three sources who had agreed to keep anonymous to discuss details of the private negotiations. With less than 2 months to go before the 75-day reprieve the president issued runs out, they say China is inclined to hold on to prevent the president from notching a win, especially if the U.S. does not make concessions, including lower tariffs. Chinese goods now face 25% tariffs on imports into the U.S. due to President Trump's actions earlier this month. The sources also say China is skeptical about Trump's consistency, worrying about a crackdown on China he engaged in during the final year of his first term. In 2020, President Trump suggested he would like to ban TikTok, a policy he later reversed on the 2024 campaign trail. The calculus may not have changed much for TikTok, who declined to sell for roughly 9 months after President Joe Biden signed a bipartisan bill requiring the company to either sell its app to an American buyer or face a ban. The law forbids ownership of companies like TikTok by companies with ties to known foreign adversaries such as China. ByteDance is based in Beijing. A wide array of buyers have expressed interest in TikTok, with investors from Shark Tank judge Kevin O'Leary to top YouTube star Mr. Beast joining bids. But the Post says TikTok's parent company, ByteDance, may choose to sacrifice its U.S. operations, which are just part of its global business, to avoid opening the door to another competitor in the space.